The Colorado River Delta in the Baja California desert. For decades, waterless has been its defining characteristic, until a groundbreaking agreement between the U.S. and Mexico was signed in 2012, allowing water to flow, in parts, back into the delta.
It's important to mention that this accord is unique in the world, in which two countries, the United States and Mexico, decide to transfer volumes of water from one country to the other exclusively for the benefit of the environment.
The results of what happened when water was returned to the region speak for themselves. Gabriela González, a scientist with the Sonora Institute, says since conservation efforts began, hundreds of acres of forest and wetlands have been restored.
It's a long process. And for the last 10 years, we have registered a change from 50 bird species in the Delta. And 10 years after, we have more than 360 bird species along the river, from the river all the way to the estuary where the river meets the sea. And here specifically in Laguna Grande, we have registered more than 162 bird species.
There's also footage now suggesting wild cats, including lynxes, are thriving, along with other endangered species like beavers, which had all but disappeared when water levels were critical. The viability of this renewed habitat, however, ultimately depends on a commitment from U.S. and Mexican partners to meet the demand for water.
Environmentalists admit that there's simply not enough water for the Colorado River to flow freely all the way to the sea. But restoration projects like planting trees and maintaining wetlands like this one are delivering positive results for the region's ecosystems.
The reason why the Delta dried up dates back to another agreement signed in 1944. Back then, the U.S. and Mexico established exactly how much water each country would receive from the river and for what purpose, not leaving a drop for the environment. Gabriela says that while it was public policy that led to the loss of a flowing river, it can also be public policy that brings it back to life.
This place, Laguna Grande, or this project started as a dream, and 20 years later it's happening. So I can't imagine a flowing river, I can't imagine healthier ecosystems, and I can't imagine the river meeting with the ocean once again.
From May to October of this year, more than 43 billion cubic meters of water will flow into the Colorado Delta, ensuring, at least for now, the continued health of this natural environment. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, the Colorado River Delta.